1672, London. Much of the city is still in ruins after the Great Fire of 1666, and change is in the air. Not just from the architect Sir Christopher Wren, from a certain Mr. John Bannister. Bannister has recently been royal violinist to King Charles II, until he's kicked out for complaining about French musicians in the English band, that is. But Bannister is about to make history in a different way. Who cares about playing for royalty if you can have money and fame by playing for the general public? Well, general public might be a push, as tickets for these first public concerts in 1672 cost a shilling, which is a late 17th century financial term for an arm and a leg. But still, as London is being rebuilt after the Great Fire and society is rebuilding from the bubonic plague, for the first time ever, the public can listen to music without having to go to church or suck up to a duchess. For the first time ever, the public can hear good music on their own terms. And not only on their own terms, they also choose the music, so no more sitting through endless cantatas or fusty motets. The audience can choose the latest concertos, mix it up with an aria or two with the most famous diva of the time, then maybe wrap the three-hour concert up with a dramatic oratorio by Handel. It's popular music, and André Rieu would not be out of place here. In England, the Academy of Ancient Music puts on concerts of music from the century before, so not that ancient, and in Paris, the Concert Spirituel is founded by a chap called Anne Daniken Philidor, brother of the famous chess player. Anne puts on Corelli's Christmas Concerto for his first gig, but goes bankrupt within 2 years. Well, you can't blame it on the music, but you can blame it on the king, as paying the royal license puts too much strain on the business model. Once the license is surrendered, the concerts flourish until Monsieur Guillotine comes to a square near you with his macabre contraption, and the French Revolution changes everything. By then, everything in music has changed anyway. Now the virtuosity of the performer is paramount, and that leads nicely to our next story, the rise and rise and rise again, right up to a precipitous toppy of the violin.